USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump announced Thursday COVID-19 vaccines will start being distributed to Americans next week or the week after. Trump said the first rollouts will be sent to frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens. Iron Mike Tyson, now 54 years old, is getting ready to go back into the ring to box.
Well, listen, I'm not trying to knock nobody out, like you said, but I'm trying to protect myself at all times.
Mike Tyson on GMA.
I've been getting in shape. I've been feeling good. My brother-in-law asked me that I want to fight somebody. I said, no way. Then the light went off in my head. I said, hey, but did they want to box me? Because the guy was an MMA fighter. And so he said, yeah. So I said, I'll box anybody.
Mike Tyson versus 1988 silver medalist Roy Jones Jr. Live at the Staples Center in Los Angeles Saturday night. The pay-per-view event will set you back about $50. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Paris Climate Accord, very expensive with minimal results. Let's get the latest with USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden has made climate change one of his top priorities, and he says he will rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. President Trump pulled the United States from that treaty in 2017. Economist Stephen Moore says that leaving the accord was the right move, and that going back to it is a policy that puts America last. He told Fox News that the deal does nothing to stop other big polluting countries at the expense of American industry and American jobs.
The Paris Climate Change treaty is a joke. I mean, the single biggest polluter in the world by far is China, and it doesn't require China to do anything for another 10 years. Meanwhile, we have to shut down our coal plants, we have to shut down our oil and gas facilities that employ, you know, millions of workers. We have to use more expensive energy while China and India and Russia laugh behind our back. So I don't think it's a very wise thing to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After his Thanksgiving video conference call with overseas military troops, President Trump held a press conference with reporters. Let's listen in on some of the comments.
A lot of things are being found in Georgia, and they are absolutely against showing. I mean, it's a sad thing. They don't want to show signatures. It can be solved if you show signatures, but you're going to find out the people that signed aren't the people that are supposed to be signing. You're going to find that the people that signed those envelopes, they didn't do the ballots, envelopes. And then somebody said maybe the envelopes were thrown out. There's tremendous fraud here. If you look at, wait just 1 second, if you look at 10 o'clock in the evening, you saw what happened. Then you had these massive dumps. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. You have Dominion, which is very, very suspect to start off with. Nobody knows the ownership. People say the votes are counted in foreign countries. No, and much worse than that, by the way, with Dominion. So, you know, Dominion is also partially based in Canada, but it's based in other countries too. And nobody knows where the votes, but you know, Canada refuses to use Dominion. Canada uses paper ballots. So think of it, they're based in Canada, and Canada refuses to use them. They're smart.
A recent spike in COVID-19 activity within the Baltimore Ravens organization has led to another major development. Star quarterback Lamar Jackson has tested positive for the coronavirus and will not play on Sunday against the Steelers. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.